Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League and all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Some massive unexpected news has just flown onto my desk. James Fisher-Harris has requested a release from the rest of his Panthers contract to sign a four-year deal with the New Zealand Warriors starting from next year. That is absolutely insane. Four-year deal. That means he'll be locked up there right up until 2029. Absolutely massive signing. He's probably one of the better forwards in the game at the moment, James Fisher-Harris. He gets to go over there after they've obviously lost Adam Fanua-Blake. Guru said it best. They're replacing Adam Fanua-Blake with someone better. They're getting an upgrade. Now, we all thought that Lomax was going to be the signing of the year for the Parramatta Eels going into next season, but it looks like he's been overtaken already, and we're only halfway through the season, not even halfway through the season so far, and we've already got a better signing for 2025. James Fisher-Harris is one of the better front rowers in the competition, obviously has proved to be one of the better forwards in the competition after winning the Golden Boot at the back end of last year, and obviously now winning three comps in a row with his forward partner, Moses Leota. They obviously spent a bit of time, I believe, in New Zealand during the off-season. I don't know if that has anything to do with that. Obviously, maybe there was just, you know, missing home, stuff like that. Obviously, he's from New Zealand. Probably wants to go there to finish his career. And I don't blame him whatsoever. I think it's a great move for the New Zealand Warriors. Obviously, losing, as we said, a guy like Adam Fanua-Blake, who has been so good for this Warriors side. Obviously, going over to the Cronulla Sharks, they've missed an absolute bolter. Probably one of the better front rowers in the competition as well, Adam Fanua-Blake. To get back a guy like Fisher-Harris, who is probably even better, is just so, so crazy. And I can just imagine already the Fisher-Harris and Mitch Barnett combination there in the middle. Obviously, Barnett in some pretty outstanding form himself at the moment. That combo there through the middle, plus Tohu Harris as well. This forward pack is just so deadly, and especially with the Warriors playing how well they're playing now, to replace Adam Fanua-Blake with James Fisher-Harris, it's almost like they could get better through the middle of the park going into next year. And obviously, there was a lot of concerns around the Warriors losing Adam Fanua-Blake. All those concerns put to bed. They are going to be a force moving forward with, obviously, Fisher-Harris now being the leader there in the middle. And speaking of him being a leader in the middle, this is a massive loss from the Penrith Panthers. I mean, look at all the guys that they're losing and the guys that they've already lost over the past few years. Stephen Crichton, Jerome Luai, James Fisher-Harris. You know, they've lost a ton of guys, and particularly a bunch of key guys as well in this team. I mean, Channel 9 posted about it on their Instagram. Penrith's departed 17. They posted about it today. Obviously, Stephen Crichton at fullback, Brett Naden, Charlie Staines on the wings, Burton, Paul Momorowski in the centres, Jerome Luai, Jack Cogger in the halves, Spencer Leniu, James Fisher-Harris, Appy Korosau, Viliami Kikau, Kurt Capewell, Jamin Salmon, Zach Hosking, Tevita Pangai Jr., Jack Hetherington, Sean O'Sullivan. They have lost a lot of their guys. A lot of their guys. For them to, if they go on to next year and are still as successful, it will just blow my mind. It will absolutely blow my mind. And especially with the stats as well, particularly with Luai leaving, that Nathan Cleary loses more games without Luai than Luai loses without Nathan Cleary. That whole stat, if Nathan Cleary's without Jerome Luai for the entire next year, and then goes on to lose James Fisher-Harris, who's a key part of their middle, obviously giving them a lot of go forward. I mean, fuck, it is just going to be so, so interesting to see if this side does have a massive drop off, with most of these guys leaving the club going into next year. I mean, is this going to lead to the fall off of the Penrith Panthers? We'll have to wait and see. Now, in saying this, you've got Dylan Edwards still there, who absolutely kills it for this side week in, week out. Puts 110% post-contact meters galore. You've got Brian To'o, post-contact meters galore. Kills it, puts 110% in for this side every single week. They've just re-signed Isaac Tungo, who is an absolute weapon as well. You know, they've still got Moses Leota, Isaiah Yeo through the middle. They've still got a really solid side, and then Nathan Cleary obviously at the helm. They've got a really solid side still. But I just feel like James Fisher-Harris, Jerome Luai, some of their key guys, you know, the leaders in this team, it could be a massive, massive loss for them going into next year. As far as this year is concerned, I know both Jerome Luai, James Fisher-Harris, they're going to be putting in their all for the Penrith Panthers to try and win four in a row. But going into 2025, we could see the fall off of the Penrith Panthers. It would be scary to see. That's full time. See you in the next one.